This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is Friday. It's the 19th, and of course, we hope there's not going to be a government shutdown. There's not a shutdown in NutriMedical. I'm available 7 days a week, even on vacation. You can contact Michelle at 888-212-8871 to place an order, even over the weekend. Just leave a message if you already have your credit card and shipping information. And of course, everybody that ships to us by mail, which means you send a check,
ships
a money order,
to us?
You know, a question, or place an order by mail, which is a money
Everyone
order,
that
a check. Ordered
from
by mail, right, with a money order, a check, or money wrapped in foil, You get free shipping in the United States. Pretty good, eh?
That is good, eh?
Eh? So please continue. Please continue, Mishi, with all your announcements. What's going on?
Well, hello. I'm glad that I'm here. I'm ready to shout. I'm ready to cheer. Because I almost didn't make it today. I almost didn't make it, period, it felt like. I have to start right off. I'm so excited to say this. My friends out there, you friends that are listening right now, and I know so many of you. You know me too, and you've listened to the show over many years. And you know that I never get sick.
Actually,
never.
Let me give a little vignette on that.
I
got to say this, so this is important for you.
He's going to interrupt me
you're
already, and I'm all excited.
No, excited. I'll just say, you're the healthiest person I know. You never missed a day in school from anything.
That's true.
And that's all I'm going to say. Go ahead.
Okay, that was important, and it was about me. I like that.
Right.
You're going to interrupt, make it about my story.
Right.
Bill is right. I used to get a prize every year for perfect attendance in school. I guess, the truth of it is, I don't brag too much about it, but I've never had, mumps, never any childhood diseases. My father was a fisherman in eastern Canada, and of course I had lots of good, clean, fresh fish growing up, and I think that might have something to do with it.
In fact, actually, the interesting thing is they did research in 1840, and they found the people that got cod liver liquid, and of course you got cod liver and everything else.
I got everything.
But anyway, they cut the mortality more than 50% just taking cod liver liquid with consumption, which is tuberculosis, is in 1840. So that was an actually controlled study at a university.
So fish is good, and it's great to have a fisherman dad and the whole bit. But anyways, getting back to the story, I never get sick. Bill can, we've been married 33 years. He can tell you that. Well, my gosh, I got sick. I got that flu, that new H3N2.
That's the one we think is the strain that's causing all the trouble now.
So this is just on Wednesday. Now I know how horrible it feels. I have a little of empathy for Bill now. I'm always saying, I'll be quiet, stop making all that racket coughing or do whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I got the flu coming back through the airport from Las Vegas.
You brought it home. Bill brought it home. Christopher got it. Mitzi got it. And, of course, we already knew a bunch of people here that have it. But I just knew, I'm not going to get it, And I do take my supplements and everything, so I figured for sure I'm not going to get it. Well, I got it. And boy, I got it bad, didn't I, Bill?
Yeah.
I got the one that I couldn't cough or bring anything up or anything because, I don't know, Bill?
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, what happens is when the virus grows deep in your lung tissue, which this particular strain, this reminds me of the 1918, because if you study the background of the 1918 flu, when viruses grow at the temperature of your upper airway, like your throat and your sinuses and so on, you just get a cold or a sinus infection. If it grows deep in your lung tissue, you don't even get a cough. And what happened in 1918, young people who had no pre-existing conditions grew the virus because the virus loved growing at the high temperature in your deep lung tissue. And that's why, literally, it killed young people who had no pre-existing conditions. And they couldn't even cough up the mucus until they got a bronchial obstruction, get lobar pneumonia, and then the alveolar arterial blockade went into respiratory cardiac failure.
I couldn't cough or do anything.
Yeah, so that's the most dangerous. And this particular flu has those characteristics. Now, my grandmother had lost a sister to the flu in 1918, 100 years ago. and her brother wanted to hold her in the coffin before they closed it, and they buried him the next week.
Oh, wow.
So people have to know this is really close to home. This flu is bad, but there's also two other strains that are coming. We don't know, but the flu shots, number one, are useless because three things. They don't provide the right virus. Number two, they have heavy metals and other things that suppress your immune system. And number three, they give you a false sense of security that you're protected and you're not.
And number four, let me finish my story.
Go ahead.
I'll say that afterwards.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't, because this my story is important.
Right.
And I feel like I'm an evangelist or something because it's like a miracle. And it's, you know, it's just... It's a miracle from God that the formula is given to Bill, first of all, by this product. And you can guess what the product is. But anyways, I take, you know, how I always take all my good stuff, my Power C's and everything. I must take 20 or so a day and my drink, life support and all that.
Right.
Anyways, so I just, you know, I took a bunch of Power C and I took a bunch of Allison Bevan, whatever, on Wednesday, thinking, you know, this is whatever this is that's coming on is going to go away. And it did not go away. And when I was in bed, I was choking. Like I thought I couldn't breathe practically. I was just like choking because I couldn't cough up anything. And I was just chock full of whatever it is.
Right.
And obviously I'm a little of a drama queen here because I'm never sick. So I'm like, well,
yeah, you got freaked out. You actually got panicky. And it got
Bill?
A scared little girl.
Bill, I couldn't swallow. All that phlegm and all that stuff wouldn't come up and I couldn't swallow.
And when you imagine this comes on quickly to a little kid or a young person that's an athlete.
Oh, my.
And they think, well, I can't get sick, right? Like you.
So I woke up Bill, and Bill said, did you take your Nutridyne? And I go, no, I didn't even think of my Nutridyne. I forgot about my Nutridyne.
Right.
Go out there and get your 6 drops and a glass of water. And take that down there now. You know, take the... Oh, my gosh. I am... Obviously, I'm not telling stories here. That is amazing. With all the other wonderful products we have and everything, this Nutridyne just cuts to the chase. And today, you can tell. I'm 100%. I'm better than 100%. I'm just happy to be alive. never being sick like me. Now realizing how, you know, I mean, I've had a sniffles, like a cold, and, you know, like runny nose and stuff like that. But nothing that was like this flu.
Yeah, you had a call actually just before, about an hour and a half ago, just before you came on air.
Oh, yes.
A gentleman that was actually driving, he's an athlete. And
Carl from Pennsylvania.
And Carl basically said this saved his life, and it probably did. All those 142 people in San Diego and the 18 in Pennsylvania that died, if they had had Nutridyne, they would have survived.
I know. When Carl called this morning, like, you know, how you will call me and ask about, put something on the air, he was just calling to tell me. He said, Nutridyne saved my life. And I said, I know, me too.
Right.
But his lungs had it so bad that he thought his lung was collapsing. And what he did, he told me, he said, I just got up my Nutridyne. And he was like me, taking other stuff and things before that. I don't know what it was. But he got a whole full dropper full of Nutridyne. And then he just, you know, swallowed it down. And he said it was within minutes. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I know, if anyone's listening to them, who are those crazy people in California?
You want to know what it does?
Yeah, why is it the magic, not magic, it's a blessing from God.
Okay, well, let me explain the first thing. When you're going to kill a pathogen, what do you think actually causes the eventual death of a virus or bacteria?
Do you think
it's antibodies? Do you think it's a complement activation system, or do you think
Bill, that's complicated. Why don't you ask like you're asking someone in grade 6?
Okay.
Now ask me again.
Okay, have you ever seen Star Wars?
Yes.
What kills a Death Star? It's a jet with a plasma weapon to go pew, and blow up the Death Star, right? That's what the superoxide anion radical is. It's 100 million degrees. It's as hot as the hottest place in the chronosphere of the sun.
Wow.
Right. And that's what kills the pathogens. Antibodies just attract it, so it says it knows where to go because it finds the enemy ship is somewhere, you know, enemy fighter. So it's going to kill it because it's got a little tag on it.
Not just your regular iodine, because we've had people I'm going to buy iodine here.
I know
for a fact.
Now, I'll tell you the reason why. I'll tell you why. There's 4 states of matter. Solid, liquid, aerosol, gas, and plasma. Mm-hmm. And plasma is the highest energy state of any matter because it's monatomic with higher energy than its electrons.
You know, Bill, we're going to break, my dear. Can you continue that? Because I'm very interested today.
Yeah, I want to explain how it kills the pathogens, sends the secretions, helps to clear the mucus, and so on. And it kills the co-pathogens because you usually don't just have viruses.
You know what? Everybody needs the Nutridyne. You do.
Every day.
With this flu?
Every day. Not just with the flu every day. I'll tell you why. Michelle, we're continuing the dialogue. Firstly, when the plasma form of iodine, which is the only Edgar Cayce monatomic tetra-activated iodine in the world, Nutridyne has a number of properties that are very unique. Firstly, it's so high energy it can displace fluoride, chloride, and bromide, which are other halides that will actually interfere with normal thyroid hormone, so it's not T3I, it's T3Cl or fluoride. Second thing it does, it kills all known pathogens, everything. Viruses, bacteria, etc. And the way it does is it amplifies the ability of your T killer cells to generate singlet oxygen.
It's amazing that it works so fast.
That's because it immediately touches the T killer cells and activates their energetic metabolism and allows it to create superoxide and anion radical instantly on site to kill the pathogens.
Great.
Okay, the third thing that it does, is because it energizes your mitochondria, it makes new mitochondria, so it's mitochondriogenesis. And it also detoxes and removes halides that are calcifying your pineal gland and lowering your redox potential of your tissue, because every tissue that gets sick has a number of properties. Firstly, low redox state, acidity, high free radicals, and the accumulation of biotoxins and stealth pathogens. Throat, your arteries, for example, the same nanobacteria are present around your gums. If you've got gum disease and you've got periodontal disease, those same organisms, nanobacteria, the primary organism, but you can have other viruses, bacteria, and fungi growing in your artery walls that are actually calcifying and creating plaque. So it's not just nanobacteria. Every tissue in your body, for example, at Cornell University 5 years ago, they discovered that 28% of people with dementia, when they do a viral culture of their brain, they have the same viruses they get in their childhood vaccines.
Okay,
growing in their brain tissue. So you have to understand the body is a seething infection. Now, if you have stealth infections like strep pneumonia or cytomegalovirus or, you know, some other virus, mm-hmm. when your immune system gets depressed, like with a flu like this, the thing that the flu does is it shears off the cilia and creates a mucorrhea, and it blocks the airways off so you can't wash or lavage away all the pathogens, and eventually you get bronchial obstruction. If it happens so deep in your lung you don't have a cough reflex, you get lobar obstruction, you get an alveolar arterial blockade in terms of oxygen delivery, and you can go to cardiorespiratory arrest. So this is what happened in 1918. They'd run on the with open things with oxygen and make them pink, and then all of a sudden they'd respiratory arrest. So that's what's so dangerous about this. You can get it in 24 hours, 48 hours before you get a normal flu that can take a week.
Well, it can
kill you.
Already here in San Diego, 142 people have died just in the city of San Diego.
Yeah, and you can use also this by inhalation, too.
This isn't normal, this H3N2. Mm-hmm. It can't be normal.
No, not only that, we have other ones coming.
It's getting me.
We've been watching for 4 years, H7N9 in China. And it's another deadly one. And if a new version of that comes, it has to have the right mortality rate. If it's really deadly, it doesn't spread because it kills a person. But if it's moderately deadly, it becomes a little less deadly, it actually has a higher spreader rate.
Where does it come from? And what is this thing?
Almost all the flus come from China, but we know that some of them are weaponized. In other words, the government's weaponizing them because they're actually modifying the genetics of the virus, because the real plan by the globalists, people find this hard to believe, but it's in the World Watch Institute, Council on Foreign Relations, the meeting in New York City in 2016 with Barack Obama, the Vatican, and 72 world leaders. They want to reduce the world population. Now, they're going to release plagues. It may not just be flu. For example, the Zika virus was weaponized by a double-stranded DNA thing to change the platform so they would wipe out the mosquitoes. But it turned out, because of the presence of tetracycline and other things, the gene modification thing didn't work. And it actually amplified the genetic changes, so the virus now causes more neurotropic brain damage and eye damage and can even cause congestive heart failure. So when you get Zika virus now, you can go in within weeks into heart failure, even if you're in your 20s. So the problem is we have more and more bugs. We have a weakened population that are exposed to biotoxins, scalar radiation from smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, 5G, etc. And now, on top of that, they're releasing more and more weaponized organisms that are actually there to kill off the population. If you had a 1918 plague, which killed, they estimate, worldwide it killed around, they expect around 50 million were killed. It could be as high as 100 million. The Americans were 574,000 Americans killed during the plague. We had poor health care. But if the plague like that was released, it was the same as the virus in 1918. Now that virus, do you know how that virus occurred? They were doing in Fort Lupton, Kansas, they were making a vaccine against tetanus. And they had pigs that had pig flu, and it turned out they had a recombinant between human flu and pig flu that became super weaponized just by accident. So they realized they had figured out a platform how to weaponize viruses. They also found that if you take, say, a ferret and you expose it to radiation like the cobalt-60, you can pass it through 10 generations of ferrets and the virus will weaponize simply by exposing to free radicals. So you have a weakened population, it naturally will weaponize it even without a lab.
Bill, I should tell you that Anthony from Illinois, I talked to him yesterday, and he is a friend. He's a 200-pound man, big fella. And he had the flu very, very bad, like this right. one that's going around. And he just told his friend to take 30 drops twice a day of Nutridyne.
Right.
And, of course, you know, he said 3-4 days later, he said he was absolutely 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's another thing. I took those 6 drops of Nutridyne, and then I would finish that glass of water, and then I'd have another one.
I told you to take
it. And today, I'm doing the same thing.
Right.
By the end of the day, I've probably taken 24 drops for the day. And you know me, I always take the minimum, but not on this.
You take an infantile dosage. How many drops do you think I put in my drink to knock out this flu?
Well, we know it. You've taken a lot of everything.
60 to 70 drops in my drink, which is sitting right here on the desk.
Yeah.
So I don't mess around. I figured the only virus, the good virus, is a dead virus.
No, quiet. I can hear that in the microphone.
There you go. Okay. So people need to know that we have the Nutri Defense, by the way, which I designed years ago to stop bioweapons and has the most powerful antioxidant in the world, a polyphenol. So it blocks the receptor binding domain so the virus can't attach. So even if you got it, you start taking Nutri Defense, it can't move in your lungs, and it destroys the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, and it boosts your natural killer cells.
I should add that I took the Nutri Defense and my Allison Med, Alimac, same thing.
Yeah.
And Power C. Power C, I think.
Do you know why Power C? Because it helps to block the viral spread. Because when you take a tissue and make it alkaline, tissue can only be infected if it's acid. So if your tissues are acid, they're easily infected. And there's a binding domain, because remember, 93% of human DNA is ancient viral DNA. That's like your DNA is built like a tar paper shack from Haiti. You get a chunk here, a chunk there, and the body says, hey, yes, use this. It's like going to, I call it a DNA fire sale.
The other product I was taking, I'm still taking today, is NutriSilver. So what I did, I was so excited about everything that happened here, and you can still tell I'm pretty excited because I wasn't going to do the show. I canceled my hair appointment yesterday. I'm not doing the show.
You actually drove out and was going to go to the freeway, and you said, I was so sick, you didn't want to even get on the freeway to go to
your... No, because I might choke.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, when you're...
Well, that was the day before.
When you're a healthy person and you're suddenly sick, it's scary. Okay?
That was a couple days ago, Bill.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was Wednesday. We got Thursday, and now it's Friday. And what I did for you listeners out there is I just obviously don't want to keep bragging about how wonderful this is for myself. I put a sale on for today, I'm going to leave it on there as long as there's flu around and everything else. And the Nutridyne, that's regular $49.95, I put at $45 for a bottle. And then a 3-pack, I took off $15. And on a 6-pack, I took off $30. And I'm leaving that on. So I want you to take advantage of that. That's a permanent sale. I can't see me taking that off ever.
Okay, well, here's what's going on. There's 2 more strains coming. It may be more deadly. The one that I'm really worried about is the one from China with the Chinese New Year. If that gets going, that's going to be deadly. It'll shut down civilization. back. And, Michelle, you have more questions. That's great. Yeah. Rock and roll.
I guess I can stop talking about the Nutridyne, although I could all day. I have one more thing to say. I made a slider for the front page of NutriMedical, and it's a flu protocol. And it's the products that we just talked about. I put Nutridyne, and most important, like if you can't afford all of those products, for sure, make sure you have a Nutridyne. And then after the Nutridyne, what is it, Bill? NutriSilver, the NutriDefense.
NutriDefense is number one, and number two.
No, NutriDefense
is number two. NutriDyne number one. Number two is NutriDefense. Number three would be Allicin Med. Uh-huh. Number four would be the NutriMune 26Y. Number five would be...
Actually, it's not NutriMune 26Y that's on there.
NutriSilver, I mean.
I put NutriSilver.
Yeah, NutriSilver. Now, the thing about our silver is not colloidal silver. We got people calling and saying it's colloidal.
You know what you forgot that I put number two?
What?
You forgot my most important thing, my Power C.
Yeah, now Power C, we're trying to keep it to a range where it'll kill, clobber the bugs, because it's not just, by the way, it's not just these big bad bugs. Most people don't realize almost every disease, including autoimmunity and leaky gut syndrome, has a stealth pathogen. MS is triggered off by the peptide that's identical to Lyme, babesiosis, or ehrlichiosis, and rheumatoid arthritis is triggered off by mycoplasma
incognita. No, I can't say that now. Ehrlichiosis.
Ehrlichiosis.
Ooh, I don't know what ehrlichiosis is.
E-E-E.
Ehrlichiosis. Does anybody out there know what that is?
E-R-H-L-I-C. Ehrlichiosis. Ehrlichiosis.
And what is that?
It's basically, there's three major classes of spirochetes.
Just in a simple way, what is that?
It's a spiral type of parasite that can cause and cross the blood-brain barrier, can induce autoimmunity because it has a brain peptide that looks identical to the myelin basic protein in your brain, so it can cause you to attack your brain oligodendrocytes that lay the myelin sheath on your nerve fibers.
If you had said that from the get-go years ago, I would have known what you were talking about. I never have. I just hear the words. So you're ehrlichiosis. Blah,
yeah, actually,
blah, blah.
What it does is it attacks the oligodendrocytes, which lay on your mind, so it causes MS. most people realize that most diseases have a stealth pathogen like heart attacks. You can have not just nanobacteria. You can have other viruses present like, respiration syncytial virus, etc. And these viruses grow in your artery wall, inflaming the artery, damaging the methylation ratio, and oxidizing cholesterol and fatty acids, and they create unstable plaque.
I have a question for you. Do you think most of our listeners out there are more like me, as far as, intelligence and blah, 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 or are they more like you, our listeners?
More like you.
Right. So I'm just telling you that when you do say something, I bet you anything they're
I'm learning how to say it in several levels. I'll say the fancy medical because we have medical people listening, and I'll say it kind of a straightforward way.
That's
say
wonderful.
Take the two or three of these things, but this is the most popular hour because you converted it into people language.
Well, you have so many big words, as I call them. There's so many big words that we wouldn't have a show long enough for you to explain.
Right, but even when I'm talking to doctors, I had doctors boggled sort of talking to me for 3 hours after my talk. Because you have to understand, it doesn't matter what specialty, I have knowledge now after 40 years that's more advanced than all of the specialists in all the specialties out there because their paradigms are based on medical school residency that are incorrect.
May I say this?
Right.
That's just a wonderful thing. Well, we'll be doing good for you. But guess what? If you can't communicate it, it's not worth anything.
Well,
all about communication.
Well, that's why I work harder at that.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
I listen to you and I listen to John V. Wells to speak slower and to speak in people language.
Yeah.
How's that?
Well,
it's still interesting, and it's true, and it's verifiable, by the way. You can verify what I'm talking about, which is really cool.
Beth, dear Beth, I talked with Beth this morning, and I even put her through to you, didn't I, Beth?
You did indeed.
She's been around for many, many moons, and she has a dry mouth. She's from Missouri, and she's suffering from dry mouth. And, Bill, you told her what protocol? I think it was CoQ10 ubiquinol.
For dry mouth, you want to use CoQ10 ubiquinol. You bite a soft gel twice a day and take GastroHeal a tablet four times a day.
I'm wrong. The CoQ10 ubiquinol was for the...
It works on both.
It's for her gums.
It'll help the dry mouth, too, because the CoQ10 ubiquinol will not regenerate just the gums. Mm-hmm. It'll regenerate your salivary glands because you can have salivary gland inflammation, and it helps to get the gland healing if you take the Cucutin ubiquinol and the gastroheal, which is zinc-carnosine.
Both Bethanol replies that you, on that particular, just that one problem, dry right. mouth, you suggested and said, this is what you take.
Yeah.
It's the gastroheal.
Right, gastroheal.
So I was kind of, I don't want to complicate it and add anything else
right.
to it. But, let's see, Bill, from Martha. Martha from up in Idaho. What is the difference between a prebiotic and a probiotic?
A prebiotic is one that's food for your biotic bacteria in your gut to keep you healthy. Our body actually is a commensal. For example, our mitochondria are prokaryotic organisms that make all our energy in our cells.
Our body's a what?
It is a commensal. In other words, we're like an ecology.
What's a commensal?
A commensal means it's like, for example, when you go to a forest and you got fungi in the ground that makes the minerals get into the plants, and the plant mm-hmm. rhizomes pull it up into the tree, and the tree has fruit and eat the fruit, and the animals yes. eat the fruit and eat the animals. It's basically a whole ecological cycle. Our bowel bacteria make 3/4 of the nutrients that supply our bowel wall cells come from actually their probiotic bacteria, and what they eat is prebiotics. And prebiotics are present, for example, in our ageless. Yeah. So when you take a prebiotic, the bacteria that eat it make you healthy because they do things like, for example, they generate full vitamin K2, which fights not only cancer but mineralizes your bones. So if you don't have K2, you're going to get calcified arteries. Yeah. You're not going to calcify your bones, and you're not going to be able to fight cancer. That's just one of the many things. So, for example, if you look at populations that have kefir yogurt or Middle Eastern yogurt, they have 1/4 of the incidence of not only bowel cancer, but every kind of cancer. And lower heart disease rates. It's part of the French paradox where they eat all the fats, you know,
yes.
And they eat also...
Drink wine.
And they have a lot of probiotics into their diet. In fact, it's the Ruzel 6 strain, which we have in our living probiotic 84 caps from the Pasteur Institute in Paris from Louis Pasteur. And the most powerful probiotic in the world that I call a nuclear strain is the How Are You strain, our living probiotic ultra. And this is a nuclear bomb against the things that cause cancer, leaky gut syndrome, and autoimmune disease. So if you have any of these conditions, or if you have a dysbiotic bowel or acid reflux or ulcers, you need to be taking living probiotic ultra, because dysbiosis is a major cause of cancer, because it releases toxins in the lower bowel. The dysbiotic bacteria that your liver has already conjugated, and the bad bacteria actually release those toxins back to target organs.
We had a call this morning, and he wants to be anonymous, Bill.
Yeah, well, it means he's part of the troop for Monty Python?
No, he doesn't. It's kind of embarrassing for him.
Oh, okay. We can't even use the first initial of his name?
No.
Or the first
no.
three letters of his name? Or what state he's in?
Jeez.
I'm just teasing you, okay?
Especially not with his name.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll give you the... No, I shouldn't even give the state, but I'll tell you where it's the city of New York. And you know all of the it's a melting pot in New York, and of course you have
right.
all kinds of different nationalities, and this particular person is a particular nationality, and he doesn't want, you know, I can understand that. Bill,
right.
his problem is, you should know, because I put him through to you too.
Right.
And I don't know if there's any other gentlemen out there that are suffering from the same thing, and I guess he didn't know what was wrong because he said the last few weeks his mouth was always dry and he was frequently urinating, hardly getting any sleep. It was so frequent at nighttime, Bill.
Right.
Remember that? And he can't stop drinking. He was drinking all day long, and even at nighttime, right? Fluid. And you talked to him, Bill.
I give him a differential firstly, because yes. I haven't examined him, but I can tell you what he needs to do. He's going to see his doctor on Tuesday.
Yes.
I told him the first thing is when you get polydipsia, when you're thirsty, and polyuria, the first thing to think of is diabetes. When you're having frequent urination, the second thing to think of is prostate infection mm-hmm. and bladder infection, like trigon, the lower triangular area of the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him to want to do three things. Get a SMAC panel, which includes your blood sugar and hemoglobin A1C. Get a urine culture to see if there's a culture, and get a free and combined PSA, because a free and combined will tell if you've got prostate cancer and obstruction. Obstructive uropathy can cause kidney failure. So if he's going frequently, he's going to include partial obstruction, so he needs to know that. And, of course, today we recommend that prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen, and Neutrodyne to knock out the infection.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he needs to check out to make sure he's not turning diabetic. And we have nutraceuticals, so he doesn't need to be on drugs. Dibetylene, berberstatin, and Biotin Plus to start with.
When we come back, questions.
Hi, this is...
We'll be right back.
have some more injurious questions and may try to pretzelize Dr. Bill, but I am the master of unpretzelizing tough questions.
All right.
In other words, I love questions. I love being put in the spot. Like, I love the batter cage. Like, throw the ball at me.
Well, let's see what we can do here. I think I already gave you this question. After all that, I gave you the question because it was important. And guess what, Bill? You're taking a lot of the questions now by having that email. I didn't take that off yet.
During the other hours of the show, I tell them if you want to hide a question, so Michelle gets it, send it to NutriMedical@MichelleLegal.com. So if they want to hide it, if they have something urgent, they can send it directly to me. Otherwise, they can send it to you, and I tell them to do that. So you can actually, if they need urgently get a hold of me, even on the weekend, it would be better to still have my email available so they can grab me. Because a lot of people actually, whether they're suicidal or they're really sick or something terrible is happening, I do answer. I'm their telemedicine, functional medicine doctor, and they don't need to buy a membership or pay a fee. It's free unless they actually review medical records. Okay? Free.
F-R-E-E. In an email.
Yeah.
Hello, Dr. Deagle. Thank you, your staff and colleagues, for all the valuable information you provide. My dad recently cut his finger using a circular saw. Yikes.
Wow.
And tried to conceal... Did you see that picture? Tried to conceal the injury from the family, and he recently revealed the damage, and you saw it, right?
Yeah, it was quite interesting. And by the way, what do you do when you get a tip amputation? You do not sew it over. You actually have to put a dressing on to keep it careful. You even put a cage over it, and it'll regenerate. Just like the salamander, you chop off a leg of a salamander, you do not close over the wound of the fingertip laceration or amputation. Even if you cut down the nail bed, it'll regrow.
What do you do? Just stick it on?
No, you don't stick it on at all. And the best thing you do is just leave it open and just put gel over it. Like, for example, put our NutriSilver.
What do you do with the piece if it's chopped off?
Leave it alone. Don't put it back on. And the problem is if they put it back on, you get two things that can happen. Number one, you can get infection. Uh-huh. Unless it's just laceration, it's not through the whole amputation.
Yeah, we're talking right off.
It's completely amputated. Leave the damn
thing. But in his case, he only had a laceration?
No, he had a partial amputation.
Oh, did he? Really?
Yeah, he actually took the chop of the thing off. But it's better to leave it off and cover it with, number one, a dressing, and put Neutrodyne in the dressing, and then cover the wound with NutriSilver, and then just wrap it up, even put a little cage or a Band-Aid around so there's nothing going to touch the tip. Mm-hmm. So that you let it granulate in and grow in at the end.
All right.
NutriSilver, by the way, is, people need to know, NutriSilver is one of the regenerative minerals. It's called a noble mineral because when you use burn units, we've been using silver sulfidiazine for 100 years plus. Because when you take a burn victim, you spray silver on it, even the old style silver, not our good stuff, it helps the tissue regenerate your skin. So if you're taking stem cell regeneration like our mountain red velvet and microdose growth hormone, etc., and NDME, silver is actually one of the minerals that helps your body regenerate tissue. So if you're spraying silver on it, it helps regenerate your skin. Whether you got acne or a burn to your skin or an abrasion, it helps you regenerate. And it also helps regenerate internal organs. You need zinc, copper. But silver has some interesting stem cell properties.
Oh, this is Gary. I think we heard from Gary recently from up in Chilliwack, remember?
Right.
BC. Now he says, Dr. Bill, I ordered a bottle of the CardioVasc for my 73-year-old mom, right?
Right.
She's experienced swelling and pain in her left lower leg and the ankle. Her doctor recommended the purchase of compression socks in addition to the continued use of the two medications below. And that's Candy Sartan and Hydro. What's that?
Candy Sartan, basically, this is a heart drug and a diuretic.
Okay.
Firstly, that's not the way to do it. Firstly, you want to do investigations. You want to do Neva arterial and venous study to see if she's got a venous obstruction or an arterial obstruction where she's got decreased blood flow to the lower leg, which is much more often than people think. If you take 20 males over age 40, 1 in 20 will have a 93% blockage to a major artery to their lower leg. That happens to women usually a decade later, but it's sneakier. They may not know they have a problem just with an achy leg. The other, they can have a deep vein thrombosis or varicosities developing. So what you want to do is, firstly, you want to use things like our cardiovascular, nitrokinase to thin the blood out. You want anti-inflammatories that like can stop, because there's often an infection in the venous wall. So you want to take Neutrodyne and Alisomet and NutriSilver. And then you want to reduce the inflammation of the blood vessel wall, which is VenoA, diosmin. It's very similar in the molecular action to component in Entresto, which is called Sacubitril. And it works for regulating the methylation ratio. If you got real bad problems, you can add BioLVR and Semethyl, because the methylation ratio in the vessel wall. But the VenoA, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, will help tremendously in the adenokinase and cardiovasc. If you've got a leg cramp and leg pain, you also have to assume you may have low magnesium. And we have two alternatives. We have Schmilks, which is the Yiddish for calcium magnesium taurate. But the one that's best is magnesium glycinate. You want to take 2 to 3 capsules a couple times a day, and it'll stop cramps. And you can't even hold on to potassium unless you have enough magnesium in your body.
He says, my grandmother had similar pains in her left leg and passed away from a heart-related condition. He's asking, is this more prominent on a person's left side?
No. No, it's not. And the problem is, you see, doctors are lazy. If someone has a clot in their legs, a quarter of the population is a patent secundum flap valve defect between your left and right atrium, and the clots can shoot from your right atrium to your left and shoot up to your brain and give you a stroke. But most doctors are lazy buggers, and they won't measure what's called a transesophageal echogram. So if you talk to a cardiologist, they're giving you blood-thinning agents, but they haven't measured in transesophageal echo to see if you actually can throw the clot off to your head. The problem is, it's almost certainly coming from your legs. It doesn't form the carotid arteries, unless you have calcified plaque, which you can see on a B-scan ultrasound of your carotid. It's really easy. Mm-hmm. So doctors are lazy devils, and they give you drugs that are dangerous, like blood thinning agents, when they need to reduce something plaque. That's where natokinase comes in, and you have to take an adequate dosage to lower your cytokine levels in your blood, which you can measure at Veritas Labs, covered by most insurance, and your blood viscosity, return blood viscosity to normal. So the problem is plaque, not the intrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways, which these knucklehead doctors keep pushing. Paxman, Xarelto, and Eliquis, and they're killing people. And the law firms, big law firms with lots of lawyers, and they're also MD doctors, are suing the hell out of the drug company.
That hydro, whatever it was called on there, is that Lasix?
No, it's a 24-hour low dosage. Pentasartan is just another heart drug, that's all.
Next bill is Todd from South Dakota. We don't hear from there very often, do we? South Dakota.
Right.
I know your mother's born in North Dakota.
Yeah. So
he says
there's not a lot of people in South Dakota, you know? Right?
No.
Yeah.
He's looking for, basically, Bill, how much time do we have left? He's looking for a protocol for ED. That would be erectile
dysfunction. The first thing you have to assume is that, number one, you may have a male hormone imbalance. We're going to have the male Mens Max by next week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new upgraded formula. By next week. And here's the other things you need. Number one,
you
need
how long they've been telling me by next week?
Yeah, I know, but I've talked to the people at their company that are putting it together. There were two components.
Get all the components in. I do know that.
Right, so it's just a matter of getting manufacturing and labeling. Now, it's an upgraded formula. Let me finish my story, because you don't have much time left here. First, you need cardiovasc, because the biggest problem is there's often the penile artery actually is getting blockage. And a lot of people, their first sign they're going to have a heart attack is that they're losing erections.
Mm.
And they don't know that they've actually got a penile artery blockage. They've got a plaque in there.
Well.
The second is it may have more proximal, like the pudendal artery that supplies the pelvis and the testicles. So if they got a penile or pudendal artery blockage, and you can tell that on a magnetic resonance angiogram. It's an angiogram. It's better. It's more accurate with a magnetic resonance angio. And you can do an ultrasound of the penile artery to see if the circulation is shot. It's called an MR magnetic resonance. It's called an ultrasound of the penile artery blood flow, and you can see if it's going. What you do there basically is use cardiovascular, natokinase that's in the blood, and you want things to correct the nitric oxide production, which is important for erections. Supernox, 2 caplets, 3 times a day or 3 twice a day. And you want to be taking things to improve CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol. For the nervous function and the vascular function, because it's the tumescence of the penis that allows you to have erections. The tumescence of the venous cavernosa of the penis that actually
what does that mean?
It's a venous backflow that gets blocked. So it allows the penis to expand. It's like a balloon. It builds up with blood because the muscular parts of the veins actually clamp down and close the old flow, so it builds up.
Oh, that thing there. I understand that.
But it's under nervous control, so you need the CoQ10 and the ubiquinol, both. And the Supernox. Yep. And
Cardiovasc and Men's Max, of course, right?
Cardiovasc and Men's Max are the first two important things in adokinase, because there often has a partial blockage. And a lot of men, the Men's Max, hormone synergy, are the two key ones. And then the topicals are pregnenolone, DHEA, and testo cream to make your testicles work.
Before I go, God bless you. God has been so good to us to give us the Nutridyne. And I want to take advantage of the sale. The one bottle, three bottles, and six bottles, because you're going to want to have that in your cupboard. You don't want to not have Nutridyne. You don't. Not in the world we live in today. And it's a good deal for you. And if there's any problems, you can't, that's not good enough, let me know. Oh, free shipping.